Welcome to this Netgear podcast. I'm Paul Lancour with podtech.net. And in this series of shows, we will be talking to experts from Netgear about the various aspects of networking that small and medium-sized businesses find challenging, and we'll take a look at the options available to SMBs. Today's guest is Sanjay Kumar, product line manager at Netgear. I started by asking him what kinds of pressures the marketplace puts on IT infrastructure today.
So what we've seen in the market is that small, medium-sized businesses have much greater challenges today than they ever did in the past. It almost mirrors the kind of challenges that the enterprises face at the same time with much higher demands. And I'll explain what I mean by that. So the small, medium-sized businesses are looking for rapid growth. And it's not unreasonable to expect them to be doubling their workforce in a short period of time. Certainly deploying more and more devices, more and more applications. They are extremely hungry for technology innovations which will help them with increasing their revenues, their top line, increasing their productivity, but at the same time, reducing the costs as well. All these are the different imperatives that they're battling with. And this is something that is reflected when you take a look at the type of technology advancements that are being made in the SMB space alone. New applications like IP telephony, for example, video conferencing, a lot of mission-critical applications that they're deploying today. And it's no surprise that it's the fastest-growing segment in IT today. Right? So that being the context, if you take a look at the challenges they face with all these different forces pulling them in different directions, they also have the additional burden of doing all of this with a limited budget and with limited IT resources, sometimes no IT resources at all. SMBs need to focus on their business rather than on their network.
So the network becomes more and more central to SMBs' needs and puts more and more strain on the network for these organizations.
Absolutely. And you therefore need, given all these different business challenges that they're facing, they need to have a network that really becomes their foundation, on which you can build all these different applications, as I just outlined, whether it's IP telephony, whether it's video conferencing, whether it's mission-critical applications. So if they don't get the network right, they'll find themselves growing in a very fragmented manner, a very painful manner, essentially going through the growth pangs.
And in the past, the solutions that they had available to them were generally ones that were applied to the enterprise. In terms of switches, for example, you had a choice between managed and unmanaged switches, and perhaps you could give us a little background, explain exactly what that is.
That's a great segue. So you essentially had two worlds that the SMBs could choose from. There was the enterprise world, where you had fully managed switches, which would give you all the features that you need to build a reliable, scalable, secure network. But it came with all the overhead in terms of costs as well as the complexity of managing these switches. And on the other end of the spectrum, you had the unmanaged switches, which was just a plug and play. There's absolutely no control over it. You have a switch that comes in with a certain set of features, and you can't really troubleshoot or turn on anything new in the future. So we at Netgear heard our customers very clearly and realized that there was scope for innovating and delivering a more tailor-made solution in switching for the SMBs.
Something that needed to be between a large-scale, fully managed switch and something that was as limited and lacked the flexibility of an unmanaged switch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the answer to that would be?
The smart switch category. So we innovated this about 3 years back and introduced switches which deliver you the full scale of features that any SMB would need to make a scalable network, one that can grow along with their needs, one that is completely secure and then provides them with robust security, one that is extremely flexible and helps them change as they go along as well as add more features as they grow. At the same time, making sure that it was extremely manageable, easy to manage and easy to use. That's really our focus, trying to make solutions while being full-featured, simple to use, and easy to manage for the SMBs. This is done in the smart switches through essentially a web interface. So we don't rely on the full set of tools that typically require training your IT professionals, having them learn new command line interfaces, and so on and so forth. Instead, what we do is have all these tools available through an intuitive web interface.
Do I use my browser in order to access this?
That's how it works. It's as simple as that.
So the user's familiarity with the browser is already there generally, and that's going to make it that much easier to make this switch.
Right. And the SMB, whether it's being catered to by a reseller who's managing the network, or whether it's one IT person in an SMB outfit that is managing the network, it's a fairly simple tool. You type in an IP address into your Internet Explorer, for example, pull up, and that pulls up the entire management set of features for the switch. You then go, you just click buttons and configure whatever features you're looking for. We have a fairly complex suite of features available in these switches, whether it's simple things like configuring VLANs, for example, configuring IP addresses. We go to higher levels in terms of configuring quality of service to make sure that their applications are prioritized and the traffic is prioritized, so that your jitter-sensitive traffic like voice would not get dropped, for example. And configuring security around the more complex security like .1, the 802.1x-based security or access control lists, and the list goes on. But all these features are available to the SMB in an extremely manageable format.
And because of the factors that you outlined earlier about the need for rapid growth in a lot of cases with these organizations, you want to make sure that the infrastructure that you put in place now is flexible, scalable, that it will be the same infrastructure that's going to meet your needs down the road. And are there certain aspects of smart switches that make that the ideal solution for a lot of these organizations?
That's a great question, actually. So what we have is a complete range of switches in our smart switch portfolio. These range from the small standalone switches all the way to the highly scalable, stackable switches. All of these are delivered with the same principles, that they need to be easy to use, easy to manage. They need to have the full set of features that SMBs need to keep them ahead of their game and to keep them at the cutting edge. And at the same time, deliver all of this in an affordable manner.
You mentioned stackable switches. Could you explain to our listeners what stackable smart switches are, how that fits into your range of products?
Sure. So what we have is a new range of switches that innovate once again in the smart switch category. What we've done is we've taken the concept of stacking and placed that in the smart switch category. We're the only ones to do it today. Stackability essentially allows you to grow painlessly as a business. That's a very simple way of putting it. But what it helps you do is it helps you add switches as you increase the size of your organization in a much more seamless and scalable fashion. Standalone switches, on the other, by contrast, would not help you do this in a painless manner. If you had a standalone switch today and you wanted to add another switch, you could certainly connect these two, but you would be sacrificing bandwidth. You would be sacrificing high-speed ports. You certainly would not get a resilient network or a redundant network. By that, I mean if one switch in that stack failed, the whole stack would come down, the whole network would come down. Stackable switches, on the other hand, take a different approach. What it allows you to do, it has dedicated stacking ports, high bandwidth stacking ports, with which you can connect switches in a particular closet. And you stack them up almost as though you were building a network one on top of the other. And as you do this, you have, because of the dedicated stacking ports, you have a high bandwidth connection between these switches in a stack. You also have single IP address management, so you can manage all these switches, up to six switches in a stack, through one IP address. Now think of all the management difficulties that overcomes. And then the third thing is that it gives you a resilient network. By that I mean, if, as I said earlier, if a switch in the stack fails, the network will still stay alive. Just those ports and that the connections to that particular switch would go down. And because it's so resilient, what you can do is you can replace that switch with another one. So two things happen if any connection goes down. One is that the stack reconfigures to make sure that the network stays alive. And secondly, it allows you to hot swap that particular switch with another one and get the network up and running again. So it's a fairly intelligent way of dealing with growth, and one that takes out all the complexity. And as I mentioned, as I explained rather, that it keeps it extremely scalable and in a very, very painless fashion.
So all of that sounds really great and meets a lot of needs of the SMB sector in terms of overcoming a lot of the shortcomings of an unmanaged switch. But why would you choose the smart switch as opposed to going with a fully managed switch then?
Another great question. So just to articulate, what we are able to provide with a smart switch is a fully featured switch that will help small, medium-sized businesses grow, scale in a reliable way, deliver a secure network on which they can continue to build, but in an extremely easy-to-use and easy-to-manage package, an affordable package. Now, if you take a look at some of the advanced features that we today have in our smart switches, they can certainly rival any fully managed layer 2 switch in the marketplace. If you take a look at security features, we provide access control lists, we provide 802.1x based authentication. If you take a look at enhanced quality of service, we go beyond just the standards based 802.1p. We actually are able to prioritize traffic based on layer 2 and layer 3 parameters, which helps you prioritize very time-sensitive traffic like voice and video on the network. In addition to that, we also have a certain management hooks in our smart switches like SNMP versions 1 through 3. We also have more administrative security in the form of TACX Plus, for example. So this list just goes to outline how we completely are innovating in the smart switch category, bringing all the layer 2 fully managed features in this package. At the same time, we deliver it through the web interface, which makes it easy to manage, easy to deploy, easy to configure, and lowers your total cost of ownership. So it's therefore a very viable alternative today, and the perfect solution really for small medium businesses who cannot afford the overhead and the complexity that comes with layer 2 managed switches.
Great. And if our listeners wanted more information about smart switches, where would they go?
Well, the best place to guide them would be netgear.com, and to click on our business networking tab, which will give them a complete suite of solutions that we provide, ranging from switching to firewalls and other security devices, wireless devices, and we keep adding to that portfolio as we go along.
Great. Thanks a lot for taking some time out to talk to us, Sanjay.
Thank you very much for the time.
Sanjay Kumar is Product Line Manager at Netgear. Coming up next time.
You can get your network up and working very well, very quickly, without having to pay for electricians or other expensive work.
That's Netgear's Peter Newton. And if fast, inexpensive, quality network deployment sounds good to you, subscribe now and listen to the next podcast in the series.